Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. And again, we're so glad that you're joining us. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt. My co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hey, hear the gladness? The gladness is here. Wellness Radio at co.imperial.ca.us is the email address where you can communicate directly with us, talk to our guests, ask us questions, suggest shows, provide kind feedback. What we can handle it. So it's Wellness Radio at co.imperial.ca.us. It's on the newspaper ads if you didn't get it there. So this is Let's Talk About It. We are in the middle of what we like to call our specialized services series, where we're talking about all the specialized services that behavioral health does, kind of to give you a sense of if there's a fit. And if there's not a fit for you, then maybe somebody you know, maybe somebody else. And ultimately, we also have a podcast available at kxoradio.com where you can kind of go and click and share and copy and paste and turn people on to anything that they may need to know. And this is probably going to be one of those shows because ultimately, you know, if you've done the kid raising thing, you realize that when you're raising kids, you kind of drop out of the rest of society for like a good little while.
And 18 years.
Right. You know,
less.
Well, it's at some point you can kind of put down the kid and pick up the TV set again. But by then you're broke and you can't even afford it, right? Yeah. I mean, so it really is kind of a unique perspective. And there may be some parents out there who aren't kind of accessing this level of information. So if you hear something and you know that parent's your kid or your neighbor or something, then turn them onto the show. All right? So we're here.
So what show are we doing today then?
We are here today. We're joined by Andrew Wells. He's a mental health rehabilitation technician.
Yes.
Three.
All right. Scott, Maria.
Welcome aboard. We are still in the children's services segment here, right? And we're going to talk about a specialized program in children's services.
Very specialized.
Right.
How long have you been over at Vista Sands?
Well, I started in Vista Sands about soon to be 12 years.
Wow.
So, wow.
A dozen years.
In October, it'll be 12 years.
Now, not like a spoiler alert, but don't people only usually stay there 6 to 9 months?
Well, right. Maybe the children.
You need some new target behaviors.
Right. That's true. I've been there for a long time, and I've enjoyed it. I love being a teacher in a classroom, and especially teaching behavior. I enjoy it, and it teaches me things about my own behavior.
So now, and you're local too, right? Born and raised Valley, Hopeville?
Right, Hopeville.
Hopeville guy. Yeah. Excellent. How do you feel, you know, do you get a sense of giving back? Do you get a sense of being a part of the community now? I mean, we all grew up around kids who needed this level of support and stuff. And you know, how is it to be here making a difference now for people, your neighbors and your friends?
Well, you know, it's important for me because, you know, yeah, you have that sense of giving back to the community. But at the same time, like, I'm giving back to a population of students that I directly identify with. You know, as far as going into history, like, I really needed Vista Sands. It was important, and I wish that it would have been available for me. So I get to add a little bit of that momentum into the style of my teaching and then the services that I provide before, during, and after program. You know, so it's a wonderful experience.
So tell us a little bit about what Vista Sands is.
Okay, so it's a socialization program for children that are typically within the second grade to sixth grade range, students that have been identified with a mental health illness, and that we're going to provide treatment in kind of a triangle, I guess you say, as far as for different areas where the treatment's going to be coming from. So heavily involved, it involves the school, the home, and then us
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.